Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't know how many boys and girls are listening, but if you are, we're very, very happy about that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome inside After Hours Sports. My name is Brandon Rosenthal. Alongside me is Social Mike. Eric is MIA at the moment. He may have gone to Dreamland. We're not too sure, Mike, but most likely he's dozed off from a little too many buds throughout. It is week one after all. If you've been following us for a little bit, then you kind of know the routine, and it may not be a surprise that Eric may have, you know, usually I think in most scenarios he would have postponed and pushed till Monday, but we wanted to just get something out, at least chat about the week. So Mike and I are here. We're on Zoom. We decided to, you know, just chat it up and see what's going on. So we had a little pre-game chat, but Mike, how was your week one watching games, man? Did you enjoy having football back?
Definitely enjoyed having football back. Didn't like the result of our game, but overall, yeah, happy week one is, week one has pretty much gone by. There's one more game tomorrow, and yeah, it's good to have football back for sure.
Definitely good to have football back. I enjoyed being around, you know. I took my son to Stewart's, and it was good to be around some of the guys again. Good to be around having the games on, and you know, just having red zone on is just something that it was missed. It's it's crazy when you know a channel has been around for so long, but it's such an integral part of like your year, where it's like from September on, the last like 4 months of the year, all about red zone and football and gambling and odds and injuries, and you know, it's, and also in the smack of that, it's like family, you know, like, and then holidays. Right. It's a wild time, but it's fun, man. I you know, definitely love that football's back. It's an enjoyable one of the most enjoyable things for me. So with that said, yeah, I'm going to piggyback on your point of not a great result for the Niners. It was a 10 a.m. start against the Bears, and it was, you know, like, I won't spend too much time with this game, but it was a disappointing output, outing for the 49ers. The field, like we talked about, was crap, but the 49ers offensively looked like shit. They looked terrible. Defensively, they looked really good, but, you know, it's, can't just rely on the defense like that. So it was quite unfortunate that that result took place. 19-10, I think, or 19-9, or whatever it was.
19-10. They scored 19 unanswered. Yeah, I agree. Jesus. That was disappointing for sure. Our defense looked good. Our offense didn't. Piggybacking off what you said, we just can't keep our defense on the field that long and expect them to, you know, continue. I mean, our defense was doing great, but yeah, they're on the field too long. That's like the rule, right? You can't keep a defense on the field because eventually they're going to break. They're going to give up plays.
Yeah, and you know, like then that broken play happened with Pettis, but it's tough. And there's, you know, if you watched every single, we didn't watch every single game. That's the game that I watched specifically, and I'm sure you did too. It's, you know, every game is going to have a play like that, but that was a, when I'm watching that game and I'm watching this team, watching the two teams compete, and I'm sure it's very disheartening for the 49ers defense when, like, y'all, you look up at the score and it's like, this fucking team is beating us? Like, are you kidding me?
Right, and they were, while they've been dominating the game, right? Because
yeah, exactly.
They had no business, I mean, it is what it is, but they really had no business being, you know, sticking around in that game.
It's, yeah, they had no business winning that game, and they did. So it's a great win for the Bears. Especially, you know, taking advantage of what could be a weak NFC North. You know, the Vikings looked, man, like they looked fantastic. You know, I don't know if that is like the Packers are a complete dumpster fire, or the Vikings are ready to, you know, take the step to be like a top five team in the NFL, or like be a top two team in the NFC, because they easily could be, dude. Like, there's nothing stopping them from being the winner of the NFC North. Like, that division is so fucking open.
Well, Kirk Cousins stopping them.
Well, I mean, look, you know, like he asked for COVID, he got it repeatedly. He's fine. You know, like he's like, bring it on. And then COVID's like, for sure, dog, I got you, man. How many variants you want, motherfucker? Like, I got plenty. So, but he, you know, he's got the weapons, you know, he just throws it up to Justin Jefferson and he's going to go catch, you know, he had a phenomenal day today, but even beyond that, there's Osborne, there's weapons on that squad. And also
Thielen
down
is there. Still there.
Yeah. Thielen's there. I didn't even mention him, dude. Like, and, Dalvin Cook is still there, wearing number 4. It's still weird. That's weird to see. Like, definitely weird to see like all the other players. Like, you know, it's cool to see like the Jamar Chase is wearing. I guess I'm kind of used to seeing like running like receivers wearing like low numbers because they let that rule in like a few years ago where receivers could wear like 10 and you know, but it's the running now the running backs wearing like 4. Like, that's like take my mind a couple of seconds. Like. The hell is that punter doing out on the field? But
I agree with you because there was a couple of plays where I saw 4 running the ball. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? And I'm like, oh shit, that's Dalvin Cook. I'm like
who's this scrub? Like, oh, it's Dalvin. Never mind. Like, he's one of the best players in the league.
I thought it was like the backup running back.
Exactly. Like, who's vulturing my points, bro? Like,
I'm like, who's this running the rock? And it was Dalvin Cook. I'm like, oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, but I definitely think they have a really good shot to win the division. So, just based off that, like the Lions are going to be the Lions. So, like that's clearly, if you're going to base that off of, you know, base that division off of the one, you know, game one, overreaction Monday. Like we can use this to overreact, right? Like,
this,
like clearly the Vikings are the cream of the crop of the division, and then the Packers have an opportunity there to maybe sniff the playoffs at like a 6 seed. You know, if Rodgers can get his shit together, like they're praying that Odell picks them, like that would change their entire outlook. If Odell's like, yeah, you know, I had the Rams, you know, like I know they have the locker for me, but playing with Aaron Rodgers is something I've always wanted to play with too. And, you know, like, and they would, you know, like that is something I think they're banking on, but if they don't, then they're in trouble.
In trouble. Yeah. They're in trouble.
They're definitely in trouble.
Like, I know Lazard is not, like, a superstar, but he would have been something that I think would have helped him today, and only because he's got chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. A lot of the receivers he was throwing to or the play, he had a bad game. Aaron Rodgers had a bad game. I mean, shit.
He had a terrible game. Like,
yeah.
They'll figure it out. Like, they got blown out last year, too, in game one, and all of a sudden, like, and I know Devontae is hurt not being there, but, like, I want to see what happens in like 5 weeks, you know, like that. You know, all of a sudden, like it could easily be like the Vikings are 3-2, and like you know, like Cousins has a stinker. So like, but at the moment, like they look like the cream of the crop of the division.
So far, and because of who they beat as well and how they beat them.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other 10 a.m. game that I didn't see, but I saw the score of a lot flashing was the Eagles game. Who they beat down again?
No, they were beating them by a lot. The Lions, they came back.
Oh, that's right. They were beating down the Lions, and see that was like the theme of this day too. Is that big leads evaporated for a few teams really fast. Yeah, so like the Lions were a team that I thought like, oh man, like I know
nothing there, like nothing there.
Yeah, I mean like, but then again, like when I'm watching golf too and like the highlights, I'm like, well. Was this guy like kind of thrown under the bus a little bit, like talked to shit on and for no reason, just because like he's just not Matt Stafford and not like as handsome as Matt Stafford or famous, you know, or whatever it is. Like he's kind of a goofy kid. I don't know. He got the short end. He definitely got the short end of the stick. Like, hey, Super Bowl loss, tough break. We're going to send you to Detroit, but the Eagles, they put up 38 points. Like, that's a lot of points.
Yeah. A.J. Brown looked good.
He had a really good first half. Like, he had a really good first half. Yeah, I mean, but I expect that. Like, I think the Eagles definitely have weapons, right? They have Hurts. They have A.J. Brown. They have they still have Devontae Smith.
Like, they have the tight end, Goddard.
Yeah, they have some talent for sure.
They have Miles Sanders. They have the other running back.
Oh yeah, and if you're to be honest, like I kind of like that division like outlook. Like if you look at the NFC East, they look like the best team in the division today. you know,
Eagles?
To go in.
Eagles, you're talking.
Yeah, the Eagles. If you look at the NFC East, you know, the Cowboys had a putrid performance tonight. They look dog shit. And if Dak's going to miss time, then, you know, we already know what's going to happen with, like, fuck, man. Like,
Cooper Rush to the rescue.
Unbelievable, bro. Like, Zeke Elliott can't catch a break. Like, this Cowboys team, and what's going to happen is, never mind. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about Cowboys. Fuck this team. Fuck that team. Why am I talking about a shit team?
Hold on, real quick. Not for nothing, but Jimmy's there.
Hey. Now you're talking. I like that.
You know what I mean? Jimmy's there.
You know, because we can easily get some exactly. Maybe that is bothering Trey Lance a little bit. You know, like having Jimmy looking over your shoulders, and even though Jimmy's like a really nice guy, and it's like, and maybe it's just like, fuck, man, this guy's so nice. Like, I want to hate it, but I can't. You know, like, and that maybe bothers like that. And maybe so. You know, like, it's like, because we can easily plug and play Jimmy. It's like, okay, we probably win that game. You know, like, but like I told you, that game. Jimmy, we've lost games where Jimmy plays just like that. We're just like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Like,
right.
You know, and it's, you know, so anyway, so we already moved on from that. Was not a great look for Shanahan.
Yeah.
By any means. But as far as the Cowboys are concerned, they're crap. They look like they're in deep shit. The Giants won. And so, like, with the Giants,
The Giants, the Eagles, and also the Commanders.
We can't call them the Commanders, right? We have to call them like the Deadskins or like Washington or
Washington football team.
WFT. Like what? What? No, I think it should be WTF.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Washington, like, Washington team football?
Washington, Washington teams. Did they win?
They did. They beat the Jaguars.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, yeah, so they had, like, and that game was, like, interesting.
Yeah, because the Jaguars kind of came back, too.
I guess interesting as far as, like, fantasy relevance. That if you're one of those teams, like, you know you're – but then again, like, the fucking – the Deadskins won last year. They won to the fucking division at 7-9. So,
Carson Wentz had an eye game.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, like, those jerseys weren't that bad, the white ones. They look like it – the – like the numbering had like some dark, yeah, they, you know, they, it's like a dark burgundy, and you can tell there's like some texture on the numbers. So I wasn't too bad about that, but
yeah,
I didn't watch much of the game, but I saw the numbers and I saw a couple of nice plays from him.
No, I didn't watch the game either, but I'm looking at it right now, like the numbers. I'm like, oh shit, he threw four touchdowns.
Yeah,
He also threw two picks, but he threw four touchdowns.
He's gonna throw interceptions though for sure. I mean, like
Stafford,
man.
Stafford's guaranteed to give you at least one. So,
you know, so I guess, like, it seems it's going to be between Washington and Philly in the NFC East. These are my predictions. East?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe if the Giants can get their shit together. Now, that's a fucking Jimmy G team. You put Jimmy G on the fucking Giants, and they're a fucking team. They're a fucking team, dude. Like, that's a real team. Like, you have Jimmy, you have Saquon. All of a sudden, Galladay is like, okay, I don't have this, like, fucking shithead Daniel Jones who fumbles the ball, like, every time. Like, it's unbelievable.
Like, Tony, they got Sterling, yeah. What's his name? Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, right? It was.
They got some weapons.
They do. And, like, next week, I bought Red Zone like right around like midday. So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna get Red Zone. So I was watching Red Zone in the second half of the day, and that's where I saw like the Titans, Mahomes, all that kind of shit. So, like, the AFC West, it looks like it's gonna be an entertaining division all year long, man.
Like, speaking of having good games, Mahomes had a great game.
Oh, bro, I have him like four of my fucking leagues. Like, Mahomes is you can't, like, I know people are talking about, like, Tyreek, like, Mahomes is still a stud, bro. Like, this dude slings it around, and you act like they didn't, like, retool and still have a great O-line and have, like, you see, like, two of his touchdown passes were just, like, fucking flicks. There was, like, flick, here you go. Like, here you go, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, like, scoring easy touchdown.
Have this one.
Yeah, and like, and as a fantasy owner, obviously you benefit from it because that's like a touchdown pass. But really, it's just the creativity of Mahomes and the way he's so like he doesn't care if that's a touchdown pass or a handoff. Like, he doesn't give a shit, or maybe he does give a shit, and that's why he does it. But like, it can easily be a handoff, and it's just the Chiefs are going to be creative and score and find ways to score. So like, I'm not that concerned about their ability, like Patrick Mahomes' ability to like be creative. Like, has he figured? Like, people are like, has he figured out? He's like won the fucking MVP in a Super Bowl. Like, I think he's all right. Like, people still defend Eli Manning for winning a Super Bowl. Like, I think Mahomes, they're good people. Like, Mahomes is fine, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, shit, he had a fucking great game.
Dude,
I
five
mean, he went
TDs. Like,
30 of 39,
damn.
360 and
Damn.
five touchdowns.
30 of 39. That's what's up.
360 and five.
Yep. I think the biggest surprise, oh, here we go. Was the patches like fucking no showing. Like, for me offensively, like when I saw that, it was just a poo-poo fest. Like, I don't know, like, and it's week one, right? So I mean, this is like overreaction day where it's, oh my God, the sky is falling for the Pats. The Colts and Texans are going to win zero games. They're going to be 0-0-0-16. Oh, I do think it was funny before we can skip this game and not chat about it too much, but Baker losing to the Browns and the Browns like snapping their game one winless streak. They fucking suck, dude.
With Jacoby at QB.
And he's terrible too, man. Like, it's just, but apparently not that terrible, you know?
Yeah, no, he did enough. He didn't turn the ball over.
So,
That's enough
yeah,
to win the game.
if the season ended today, the Seahawks are somehow in first place in the NFC West. But the Chargers had the Chargers. I think they scored the most points in the league. I think so, or the Ravens, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the Bears are 1-0. Bills are 1-0. Browns, Miami Dolphins, the Saints, Steelers. Mitchell Trubisky, good shit. That game was wild. Man, like, it just goes to show you, dude, like, we don't know fucking shit. I picked the Niners in my survivor pool. Gone. Doesn't matter.
Week
Like,
one.
week one, man. Like, now, so I can't even enjoy a week. Like, I can't, it was literally one half of football where I'm like, okay, this looks good. It was 10, it was 7-0, where I hit the red zone, the Niners, and I'm like, this is not looking good. We can't punch it in. Like, it's, you, and as a football fan, you know it when you watch your team and all of a sudden the end zone looks like it's a fortress that has a wall that's, 15 feet high, or like, we're just going to kick a field goal here. Like, you already know it. Like, you see it, the body language. And you see that you're cool with settling. And it's like, how many times have we talked about this, Mike? Like, and Eric too. Eric's a huge component of this, man. Like, 14-0 is so much. It's so much. I get not so much. It's so different than 10-0.
Right.
Different vibe, different everything, dude. Like, because 10-0 is not a two possession game. It is a, like, yeah, you need two possessions, but you don't need to drive to the 0 yard line. You just need to
Right, I
get to
was
the
gonna say
zero. You just got to get there once. You don't have to get there twice.
it's a difference from having, yeah, having to score twice.
Fuck,
Having to
man.
put
Like,
seven on the board.
dude, and if you're up 14-0, and you're like, fuck, we have to score two touchdowns just to tie this game. And you saw with how many kickers today missed the PAT. Even the
A
Bears won.
bunch.
Like, even Fields was like, fuck, man, like, this better not come back to
20
fucking
yard,
bite us. Like,
yeah, 20 yard field goals they were missing.
and I think they scored another field goal to seal it because they needed to. Because of that, like, missed opportunity. Like, you can't
Right.
miss these 30-yard PATs. Otherwise, you're gonna end up,
luckily the Bears, I mean, luckily the Niners are, for the Bears' sake, that we're just, you know, inept and we can't score yet. And hopefully that changes around because Lance is,
yeah, very, very, oh, pardon me.
Yeah, he's, Lance is a kid. And so he looks young out there. He's kind of getting thrown into the fire. And it's like, you know, maybe the Niners are regretting announcing him to being the guy because, you know, if you, you know,
I don't agree about about them regretting because, you know, and this is something else that Eric always brings up is you want to know fast.
Yeah, like, you don't want to wait
three, four years and be like, oh shit, now we know. No, you want to know now. Like, are you going to be the person? Are you going to be the QB we're going to be moving forward with or not?
No, because, and that's true. And he did make some nice throws. He made some silly mistakes.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's really difficult to judge him on that weather with those penalties. And it's like, all right, well, let me see you against, and like a shootout against the Cardinals, like a team we're going to be facing multiple times over your career. Rams. You know, like, yeah, oh, the fucking Rams. Like, exactly. Like, you know, that's what we're looking to see. And it's like, it's very difficult to judge. Like, that's like for the Packers, like, okay, we're going to overreact. They got blown out last year in week one. They finished the year like 13-2, like, or whatever the fuck it was, like, you know, like, or, you know, like, you don't need to, like, we can still, teams can lose the first game and have a successful season. They can lose the first game and have a shit season. You know, as fans, we want to overreact and this and that. And, like, you know, people, how many people were shitting bricks because Cam Akers didn't get fucking play on Thursday? You know, for fantasy, they're like, oh my God, dude, like, what is he doing, man? Cam Akers. And it's like, who cares? He's Cam Akers. Like, they don't give a shit. Like, they're banking on Odell too. You know, like, because clearly Stafford's throwing to only two people. The memes about Stafford were fucking hilarious. Oh man. Did you see those?
Not the Stafford ones. I saw the videos they kept posting of Josh Allen with the stiff arm.
No, that was a beasty stiff arm. No, no, no. The memes for Stafford where he only throws to white people. So, like, that Allen Robinson. Yeah, like, Allen Robinson wore white sleeves, so Stafford would think he's white. This shit's fucking funny, dude.
Oh, shit.
The internet is a fucking weird place, man. It's quite funny, but... Yeah, dude, the Giants, who would have thought the Giants, Commanders, Steelers, Saints, Dolphins, and Browns would all be 1-0, and the Niners, Packers,
Patriots,
Titans, Patriots, Rams, the Jag, who were, are with the Jaguars at 0-1. I wanted to say, obviously.
Shit, even the Bengals are 0-1. They're defending AFC champs.
They are, but, like, they're going to turn the ball over. Like, the Bengals are going to turn the ball over for sure because Burrow's going to throw the ball, like, fucking 50 times. So, like, there's going to be opportunities for a team to snag turnovers from that team. But, yeah, they're going to be a force all year long. I don't – like, oh, man. So, Cowboys, Jets, Dolphins for the Bengals up next. So – Week 5 against the Ravens. That's the team. That's the matchup right there. But for now, they're solid. And as for the Niners, before we get out of here, we have a couple minutes left. We play Seattle next.
Mm-hmm.
Then Denver. Then the Rams. So a very favorable start. And, you know, at this point, after this loss, 2-2 needs to be the worst case scenario. Like, that needs to be, like, 1-3 It's 1-3 is unacceptable. 0-4 is a fucking travesty. And that means that I think we need to start reevaluating the QB position if Trey Lance is even ready to start games. Like, so, you know.
0-4, you think you would want to consider the Jimmy?
Oh, the fuck Jimmy, yeah. At that point, like, I think, I guess, I don't want to say fuck yeah. I think it all depends on how the games are lost, you know, because if he's playing well and it's like, a tip pass here, a fumble there. And it's like,
well, defensive PI that gave him the ball.
These are some of the things that you risk when you start a man, a player of his inexperience. You know, you could have easily started Jimmy G and knew what you were going to do. And that's what I'm saying. Like, with the team this stacked, could you have waited one more year? But clearly not. They didn't want to. So
that's, I agree with that. I agree with the way it is, to be honest. Because we want to find out. Because we don't want to, like, let's say, go into next year and then there's no Jimmy to back him up. And
let's see what's up. And to be honest, like, it seems like he's only going to get better. Like, you know, he needs to get reps. And, you know, luckily this is a great opportunity for him because the Seahawks are going to be kind of poopy. So, and then the Broncos, I don't know. So we're going to find out more about those two teams tomorrow, but yeah, man, should be fun stuff.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts before we, head out?
I we're just going to add, like, obviously I don't think, I don't think Kyle Shanahan would have made the call or handed him the starting job if he didn't feel confident in him. That's just you know what I believe, but we'll see.
I think as Niners fans will be all right. I'm glad football's back, you know, and we'll be back as often as we possibly can on After Hours Sports, hopefully with an Eric who's a little more awake than he is at this very moment, which is at 9:46 p.m. on 9/11. So and shout out to 9/11. What a horrible day in American history, but it's become a beautiful holiday to remember. So, with that being said, everybody have a